columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Now here's The Drive.
Cecil will join us to wrap up Senior Bowl coverage. And I got, Cecil, I will get Cecil the steak dinner of his choice if he nails the Justin Herbert going number one overall. But I'm looking at this, dude right now. His name is Paul Alexander.
Do you not know who that is? That's not just a dude.
Tell me.
That's a legendary offensive line coach.
Okay.
There for a long time.
All right. This tweet is liked by Chris Mortensen and Brady Quinn.
Yep, that's a dude.
And Paul Alexander, NFL coach, author, speaker, musician, proud coach of 15 Pro Bowlers over 26 years, media consultant. So this is a dude.
It's a dude.
Okay. Hold on. Don't write in Joe Burrow as the first pick of the NFL draft quite yet. There's another choice. Justin Herbert, who is in the mix along with Chase Young. As a 23-year Bengal, I'm a pretty solid source. Wherever Cecil wants to go, I don't care. You guys will have to pay for yourselves.
Dude.
But I will take Cecil. If Cecil gets that. So this Paul Alexander, he's a dude.
I wish Paul wouldn't have done that because it was a lot more fun to just make fun of Cecil when Paul Alexander hadn't done that.
But this guy's a guy. This guy's, he's a dude.
I mean, not to insinuate Cecil's not, but yes.
Well, no, but I mean, Cecil is. Cecil's his own dude. But, you know, when you hear something like that, boy, you'd like to see some other people kind of have your back on it. And here we go.
Somebody's clearly talking about it. I mean,
we should get Paul out. Not that I don't trust Cecil or love Cecil, but
verification.
You want more facts?
It's journalism. You got to get two sources.
A little bit, yeah. So I'm hearing from Cecil. Well, and maybe if he's saying I'm a pretty solid source, my guess is other people have been talking about it and are like we were with Cecil.
Right.
Like, who are you talking to? What are you talking about? This is saying that just flat out, the Bengals would just like Justin Herbert more than Joe Burrow.
Well, I don't think that's what that said, but it said he's in the mix.
No, there's another choice, Justin Herbert, along with Chase Young.
I think I read that as just like there's options.
See, this is where I'm just struggling. Like, if you're the Bengals and you really like Justin Herbert, you should trade out of the number one pick. I mean, there's got
to
be.
Someone else wants to move up for Burrow.
That's tough. That's tough. Because if you really want Justin Herbert, you got to make sure that you trade back to the right spot where you know that you can get him. You can't just trade back to get Justin Herbert. You got to go to a spot that you know there's nobody in front of you that's going to take a quarterback.
So you got to go. You can't go deeper than four. Because five's the Dolphins and six the Chargers.
I would say three. I would say you got to go to the Lions. Like that's it. Because if the Lions are sitting there, in theory, somebody could trade with the Lions if they really, really wanted Herbert. They could jump in front of you.
I'm still struggling with the love affair that the Bengals may have with Herbert. I know that in the Senior Bowl they've had an opportunity to work with him one on one because he's there. But just looking at the skill set and the sheer numbers that Burrow put up this season, it's just like, how can you fathom choosing Herbert over Burrow?
By the way, what a cool opportunity for the Lions. If you really loved, you know, Joe Burrow and you never thought, forget it. You got Matthew Stafford, how committed to,
but the back injuries?
You're right.
I would do that in a heartbeat. If I'm the Lions, it's just, hey, we had a great run with you, with Stafford. Because I think, you know who their guy is?
The next generation.
Is Okuna with the
the corner from Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. The guy's a great corner and all, but I mean,
if you got a chance to get Burrow and get Detroit, you're going to take him.
You gotta.
That puts butts in the seats because you can sell that to your fan base.
And by the way, if you're the Bengals, you got to make that move. You can't just sit there at number one and take Justin Herbert. That'd be the stupidest thing of all time. You got to get some more value.
Joe Burrow's going number one.
I know.
Come on. Come on. What are we really talking about?
The Bengals would be the laughing stock of the NFL if they choose not to go Burrow.
To me, this is like, did he not get invited to his teammate's birthday party? Like, was there something else going on here?
I know.
Is there something else about Joe Burrow?
Oh.
I mean, I know he's cocky and everything. He's got the BDJ hat and he's got the cigars going.
That's the guy you want. I mean,
cigars aren't good for athletes, you know? Maybe there's a concern.
I don't know, man. Herbert, man. Herbert had a heck of a week. Good for Herbert. Good for him.
I want to see him in a game, not just the week of practice.
Well, the Senior Bowl, whatever.
You're not even going to watch this to see what happens?
No, I'll put it on the DVR. I'll scam through it, you know, that sort of thing. I'll keep an eye on it for sure, as I will with the Pro Bowl. The thing that's ticking me off that I tease going into the break, I'm just ticked off I can't watch the Nuggets tonight. You know, I've been more or less okay. This is the one I am so tempted. I have not done the whole stream them illegally, even though my son came home from Arizona from college, and boom, there's the Avs game. He was like, yeah, Dad, it's like two buttons.
Oh, whoa, let me stop you, D-Mac. You can't dry snitch. You can't. So,
I can't?
No, don't do that.
Oh,
let me stop you from doing it right now.
Is that better or worse than spoilers?
I don't know. How does cheer in, Nick?
You know what, Richie? Yep. You got me on that one.
I'm just saying, haven't done it because I felt like, you know, with this whole issue going on, you know, I should be suffering and sort of going, I don't know. I've had my own moral compass on it, I guess. But tonight, I'm so frustrated.
You're trying to punish them by punishing yourself.
I don't know what I'm doing. What kind of high ground do I have to stand on?
Did you circle this game on your calendar when the season started?
No.
Or was it because of Zion's coming back?
It's because of Zion coming back. I've actually adapted quite well to only watching the Nuggets once every 3 weeks or the Avs once a month or whatever on national TV. I really have just, you know, my life has moved on.
I really want to watch the Nuggets though, man.
I do too.
It's a great season. They got a great season going on. Like, I want to be a part of it.
Me too. I feel like, of course, in the beginning of the year, who kind of cares? But as the season sort of gets along and gets more interesting, I'm feeling more like ripped off here. And don't even get me started about whose fault. I don't care. It's just whatever.
Give me the games.
This is just something that fans should not have to worry about. I got cable. I should watch the game. The end.
There's a professional, two professional teams in town.
Right.
That you can't watch.
Yeah. And I got cable.
Yeah.
I do. And it just forget like who's in the right and who's in the wrong, and I can get it illegally. And if I got this, I could do this, and I've got that, and it's really their fault and carriage fees. Just shut up, all of you, and just come on.
No, D-Mac doesn't know how to go on the internet. You know he can't go on the interwebs and find the game.
So frustrating. So you know what I'm going to do tonight? You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'll just watch it on my, you know, the GameCast. You know, like the old fashioned
scores.
And I'll just go to the Smoky Hill Eagle Crest game in high school basketball, and I'll just watch great basketball there.
Oh, yeah.
But that's it. That's it, Nuggets. There's where I am. Comcast.
Take that.
Nuggets. Whoever.
Take that.
Before you get the horns.
All right. Cecil will join us. We'll wrap up the Senior Bowl. And Cecil's actually on tonight. He's actually driving back, or he flew back, and he's like in traffic. Which we love for this show. The more traffic, the better. It's like hockey.
Right. Please get stuck.
I mean, it helps us tremendously.
More fighting. More traffic.
Yeah, right.
Everything. You know, just more of everything. Right. That's next on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net, call 303-388-8766, or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Now here's The Drive.
All right. Cecil the Diesel. Where are you, Cecil, right now? I heard you're stuck on the road somewhere. Is that right?
Hey, I'm on E-47 and headed back to the studio for my show at 7. So
yeah, right.
I'm
right,
here.
Right.
I made it.
Well, good.
Congrats.
So, you know Paul Alexander?
No, not at all. I saw that on Twitter, though. That's the guy from Cincinnati, right?
Correct.
Yeah. This is a tweet that's being liked by... Oh, we got Mortensen and Brady Quinn. Who else was there that Lock and Fora? I mean, you know. But Cecil, I'm telling you, if it's Justin Herbert with the first overall pick by the Bengals, dude, name the restaurant My Treat. I'm telling you. If you really nailed that, I mean, you name the place, the time, whatever, and it's on me. Because that just seems so crazy. And now this dude, and I'm not that I'm doubting you, but I was doubting you. And he's talking about this same sort of thing. So what happened there at the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, Justin Herbert had a great week. That's what happened. And I will say this, and I know, I understand. I mean, it's shocking. That's when I said it first on our station, first in the nation, first on our station. It was shocking. I don't really do that a whole lot because that's not my game, but I wrote about it in my practice report for day three. It's like, you got to be careful of guys that talk to agents, only agents. And you can tell those guys are super easy to tell. Most of us in the media won't really call out names or name names, but there's plenty of like draft insiders that just repeat what agents want them to say to make their clients look good, and that's it. I don't really talk to agents. I'm friendly with them, of course. I have to be, but I talk to scouts. I talk to GMs. I talk to executives, personnel guys. And when I heard that, it was off-putting, really, because it's like Joe Burrow is so easy to say, this is the best quarterback by far, can't miss, slam dunk. And then I was told, no, just wait. Herbert is an option because of what Zach Taylor prefers. And then Herbert on him requested by the Bengals to coach him. We know that can happen. That happened with the Broncos and Baker Mayfield. But you look at the situation now, Herbert had an outstanding week. Now, maybe didn't take as many chances as, let's say, Jordan Love did going down the field, but Herbert was rock solid all week. So now the Bengals, you have an absolutely huge decision. You coach the guy. You got to know him. What about these maturity questions? And there's stuff about Herbert that, you know, kind of questions maturity. He's a little weird, right? Maybe a little Kirk Cousins to him in terms of personality, which is maybe good or bad depending on your perspective. But it's up in the air right now and maybe a little bit closer. Because I thought it was like Burrow 70%, Herbert 30%. It might be creeping closer to 50-50 based on Herbert's performance in Mobile.
Incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible. Cecil, I feel like every single year there's a name that pops out that we hear that John Elway's drooling over. And I haven't heard a name this week. Are there any guys that we should really be paying attention to that the Broncos are falling in love with?
Well, Lamar Jackson... But not that Lamar Jackson, Nebraska corner Lamar Jackson. And I know when they get to the pros, Tyler, right, we hate them when they're bug eaters, but they get to the pros and we're like, man, it's okay, played in Nebraska, whatever. But Lamar Jackson is a player that's, you know, making a name for himself, even though he's the other Lamar Jackson. And the cornerback position is going to be one that the Broncos are, you know, heavily considering at some point in the draft. They have to, because you're probably going to lose Chris Harris Jr., and we know, well, Bryce Callahan, you should never count on him, ever, even if there's a fire. I always quote that from Step Brothers whenever I say ever. But, like, seriously, that's the case with Bryce Callahan. He's awesome. I'm never going to trust him, ever, even if there's a fire. So you look at the corner, you go, Lamar Jackson was one of the most consistent players down there in Mobile. Did a good job for his stock. He's considered a mid-round corner. So you can still go wide receiver in the first round. Still go tackle in the second, and then maybe a quality corner in the third that could actually step in and start from day one.
See, so after having a nice week of evaluating the talent on both the North and the South, did you see any guys who you would say, well, proceed with caution?
Ooh, a very good question. And I generally try to stay on the positive tip. Like you, Nick, you know, I kind of like looking at things from that perspective. But I'll say this, Jalen Hurts is proceed with caution. I mean, he really is. We can all marvel at his athletic traits, you know, his arm strength, all those sorts of things. Like, he's a little rougher than you think, though, because you saw Montez look better than him all 3 days. And no one would have ever guessed that, right? We know Montez is tooly and, you know, he's got the tools, never put it together consistently. But I didn't go down to Mobile thinking that Steven Montez would look better than Jalen Hurts, and he did.
Wow,
and by the way, that's really good for Montez.
Jordan Love helped himself this week?
Yeah, and there's people that tell me top 10 now. I knew the Colts liked him at 13. And by the way, some buzz about maybe Philip Rivers going to the Colts, even though he moved his family to Florida.
Right.
That's, you know, less shocking news, but you pick up some things mm-hmm. when you're on the All-Star road trip. So top 10 for Jordan Love is now a possibility, which means Herbert, Love, Tua, and of course Joe Burrow. Four quarterbacks in the top 10 is possible now in this year's draft.
What's Eason from, I mean, I know they're not there, but I mean, are they?
Order the QBs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would put Eason in the second round. I'm not a big Eason fan. And there's some stuff behind the scenes like, well, why are you transferring? Like, and why weren't you starting immediately after you transferred? Usually that's kind of the, you know, wink and nod deal when guys transfer. It's like, you're going to be our starter immediately. And that wasn't the case with Eason. I think he's a little overblown by those who, like, really love college football. But don't know the NFL draft, and there is a difference, in my opinion. So, you know, I would look at that more critically. Fromm would be late first round then. Some, you know, Patriots at the end of the first round in the 20s, D-Max, so everybody beware of that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, third round running backs that would fill a gap that the Broncos might have in that position. Anybody like that down there?
Antonio Gibson from Memphis, and I'm seeing both of the Memphis backs in back-to-back weeks, Patrick Taylor and then Gibson. Gibson about 6'2", 220, and is kind of like Theo Riddick, you know, kind of like a more of a receiver, which is kind of weird because he's 220, right?
Yeah,
so you're thinking
yeah.
a banger, but he's not really that. That's power's not his game, but a very good receiver in Pat Shurmur's offense. You're going to need receiving backs, and Philip Lindsay's going to need to catch more passes. So Antonio Gibson, third round-ish, late third, probably sounds right.
Do you go into a state of depression now that the All-Star road trip is over?
Yeah, a little bit. It's my favorite time of year, certainly. And it's weird because we got the Super Bowl coming up. So I'll be in Miami next weekend for the game. And it's just like one thing after the other. But the combine's coming up, which is less important and honestly less fun than these All-Star road trips. But it's great to reconnect with good people that I talk to. Great to kind of get the scene and, you know, see what these players are going to do. It's all about glory to the game, glory to the players, man. And I want to see what these players can do because there's a really good crop, especially wide receiver. Coming into the draft this year.
Well, glory to you.
That's right. Glory.
Like Peyton Manning gave me this morning? That was a...
There it is, Cecil.
Don't ever cut off Cecil like that. Cecil knows what's going on. I mean, going back to predicting C.J. Anderson's going to be the Broncos running back, the guy can predict the future. Don't ever cut off Cecil like that.
Well, how are you doing, buddy? I said you didn't even need to take a flight. You could just float on a cloud after hearing that.
Exactly. I've been on cloud nine all day. I certainly appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. All right, Cecil. We'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah,
thanks,
okay.
Cecil.
All right.
Cecil, in traffic. Peyton. Everybody gets all giddy when Peyton says their name.
Yeah, you would too.
I did. All right. In terms of Peyton, we'll hear from Peyton. We'll hear from Eli. This is The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 104.3thefan.com.